I'm nuts. Bollocks, bollocks, whatever. I'm tired of this fucking language gap between us. I'm sorry, I'm delirious. It's going to be an extra long show while we try and pan for fucking comedy gold, okay? Alright. The Warren Commission. I talked about Kennedy a little bit because I'm fascinated by the Kennedy case. I really am. I'm fascinated that you can lie to so many people and have so many people believe it. I just think that's intriguing, you know? A lot of people go, Bill, quit talking about Kennedy, man. It's over. It's in the past, man. It's a long time ago. Just quit talking about it. I'm like, all right, then don't bring up Jesus to me, you know? As long as we're talking shelf life here, you know. Is that lamb stale? Or is it me? But I've heard some incredible theories about Kennedy assassination since that movie JFK came out. Here's the weirdest one. Y'all see JFK, first of all? Five of you. Great. How many of y'all saw Turner and Hooch? We watch it every day. Thank you, Lisa, down. We have all the dialogue memorized. Thank you very much. Anyway, incredible theories about who shot Kennedy. Here's the most intriguing one. Pretty odd, but I've had several people tell me, you know who shot Kennedy? The Secret Service man in the front seat of the limousine. Sounds ludicrous, but think about it. Every time you've ever seen that Zapruder film, have you ever looked at the Secret Service man in the front seat of that limo? You can't recall what he looks like, can you? You never fucking looked at it. It's the ultimate magic trick of misdirection. Like most people, when I see the Zapruder film, I'm looking, you know, at Jackie's ass when she gets on the trunk of that car. Yeah, reach for that brain, baby. God damn it. Hey. It's dead. Life goes on. You know, sorry. It was a tragedy. But look at that little pink fucking ass. God damn it. Little pink fucking ass. Thank you very much. I am from the U.S., in case you didn't know that. Now, I know who killed Kennedy. It was Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Even says in her diary, yesterday I blew John's brains out. A written confession. Does Time magazine pick up on this? No.